So we went out and visited a couple of schools in Ajman yesterday.
Yes. Great.
And the three of us were out there. And
it was fantastic.
I didn't drive. I came with you, Pretty. Pretty and yes. I left from Studio City and we went to Ajman together. Rossi was running late, as usual, so he didn't come with us.
No, said, I wasn't running. Oh, yes, go on, yeah. All right, a little bit then.
All right, you said, I'll just drive myself there. I said, okay. So Pretty and I left, and then Rossi followed about 10 minutes later. Now, on the way home, Ajman is closer to your house.
Like, right? On the way back into Dubai, my yeah. place comes first, and then it's Chris, and then it's Rossi. Like, that's the order.
So as we were leaving the schools at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm walking with Pretty. Rossi's right next to us. Pretty turns to Rossi and says, hey, can you just drop Chris home because you're driving past Chris's house?
Makes sense, right?
Which is total sense. And at the same time, I said, hey, I'll just take an Uber. I don't care. Like, I'll do that. You know, don't worry. And you were like, no, we'll drop you or I'll drop you. And so we're standing about a feet away from each other. It's just the three of us. And
so I'll tell you what happened. I turned to, well, don't laugh, Rossi.
Yeah.
I turned to you, Rossi. Tell me if I'm lying then. I turned to you. I said, hey, can you drop Chris home? You repeated,
yeah.
Can I drop Chris home?
Yeah.
And then walked to
and
your
then
car.
Walked to
didn't
his
give
car.
Me an answer.
So during that time, I'm grabbing my sunglasses and my house keys from Pretty's car. Because I'm now going to walk to Rossi's car to go, okay? That process took 40 seconds. As I get out, I see Rossi's car just driving down the road. And I, for a split second...
You didn't know. Just confirm to me, you did not reply to my question.
I repeated what you said.
That's yeah. it. You did not give me an answer.
And for a split second, I got a pretty... I think he's joking. He's going to come back.
Yeah, we did. We thought that.
And then he just drove off.
Okay.
And I said to Pretty, what an absolute, and I won't say the word that I said on the radio.
I know exactly what you said. You call it me on a frequently daily basis.
I said, I can't believe he just did that. He blatantly just heard the question and drove off. So 4 minutes later, I send him this message on WhatsApp. Thanks. I appreciate you just completely ignoring us and not dropping us back. Thank you very much. That was nice. I know you heard me, and I know you heard Pretty, because you replied to Pretty. Bye-bye! So I sent Rossi that. 23 minutes later, he replied.
Hold on!
To be honest, you've had a lucky escape. I've had a chicken salad in the car for a week. Left it for my ride bite. Stinks. Sorry.
To be honest, you had a lucky escape.
But so what happened? You heard us say it. You just thought, I ain't dropping him home.
Right. So I heard, like, this school was amazing, by the way. But as we were walking out, they were filming us, right? Mm. And my car is horrible. I haven't cleaned it for a month, right?
That's fine.
Inside and out. And as I just said, there's chicken salad been in there. Okay, let me finish, all right?
No, you say...
There's two baby seats in the back, okay? There's... cans, drinks, chicken salads on the floor, the car stunk, right? Mm. I was ashamed of what the people videoing would think because I'm a superstar radio DJ and I'm getting into this horrible car. Secondly, got no data on my phone, right?
Hold on.
Wait, can I just
finish?
Let him finish.
Let me finish. Hold on. Chris.
We're running out of time, mate.
Okay, Chris, let me finish.
Wait. You have to hear this.
Drove round the corner the way we came in.
Yep.
Okay? Waited round there. Drove at 3 miles per hour, slowly driving around the corner. I thought, oh, they'll come around the corner. I'll get Chris into my car, even though it stinks and I'm very ashamed of it. I'll drop him home because Pretty drops Chris home all the time. So I thought, it's only right. So I was driving, like, literally 3 miles per hour. Called up you guys, didn't have any data. I said, hey, I'm waiting around the corner here. So, you know, if you want me to drop Chris home, that's fine.
Like, it was like 10
Chrissy
minutes.
Said, no, don't.
It was 10 minutes later.
It was 10 minutes, but I was waiting around the corner. I swear, honestly, I was waiting around the corner.
Yep. Okay, now, in a normal situation, you would normally say, yep, no problem, Prit. I'm going to take my car around the corner. Just bring him there.
You completely ignored
me. But, like, people were following, filming us, and I was so
embarrassed. How will I telepathically know that you're waiting around the corner?
Because it's the way we came.
And, you know, another person that was with us turns around and says, did he just really drive off? Is that what he would do? And I said,
well, if I didn't
care. Sadly, I had to say.
Why did they call you up?
Yeah. It was 10 minutes later. We were halfway down Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Road.
Right.
You went
a different way in. You went a different way in.
This morning at 6 a.m., you admitted that you were wrong, by the way. Have a listen. There's two things that we're going to discuss. One's you just not being nice, and the other person's you being forgetful.
Okay.
All right, so it's all coming up. He's going to get hammered. Had to do it.
Alexander, I deserve it, I'll be honest.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you said I deserve it, I'll be honest. So you admitted it at 6 a.m. this morning when we started the shop. We'll just leave it there. But if you need Rossi to drop you home or anywhere, just know that he'll drive off.
Look at all the texts coming in. Cheap excuses. Rossi is rude as usual. Yep. Over and over, Rossi has disappointed you. Yep. Switch him up.
Yeah,
I've told you many times.
Well, because
getting more
normal
messages.
Friends would say, yep, no problem. I'll wait around the corner. Meet me there.
Mac, you're usually team Rossi, are you, Mac?
I am, Rossi. Come on.
What?
Well, I mean, like, you guys are, like, so close. You worked together, like, for a while. Maybe you should have just leaned in and whispered into Preeti's ear, like, hey, I'm just going to go around the corner. Why don't you, you know,
exactly.
like, wait for me there. And also, why don't you have data?
Tell me about
Thanks,
it.
Mac.
Why
Thanks,
don't
Mac.
I have data? This is something I discussed. I had to add another 3 GB yesterday. I go through 12 GB a month. Something's wrong with my iPhone. I don't know, but it's taken me a month to sort out because that's the type of guy
I am.
He's
getting angry now.
Derek, your thoughts on the matter of Rossi just completely disregarding dropping me home?
This is very, very consistent with everything we know about Rossi. We've been at this for a while. I keep going back to the 2016 birthday incident.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Still red raw with us.
Yeah, it is red raw with us.
What does that mean?
Raju, Derek, where has Rossi forgotten you before? Has he forgotten you places?
Jebel Ali,
he forgot you once, right?
Yeah. Actually, we have to go Sharjah, but he said...
Do you remember? Yeah, paintball. When we went to go paintballing for the crazy Russian boss.
Wedding.
Yeah, he left you at Jebel Ali. Then he went to Jebel Ali shooting club instead of the one in Sharjah. Derek, last thoughts to Rossi, please.
Look, I mean, we remember when he had his birthday party, didn't invite anyone. You know, I think Rossi's made it clear he wants a professional relationship only.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know you guys after work. So just, you know.
100%.
Move on.
Thanks, Derek. Move on. And it's sad. It hurts, mate. It does hurt.
Oh, here we go again.
Sharon, what do you want to say?
You know, I just feel like misunderstanding Kevin all the time. I mean, we always have big love for Big Rossi, so I just feel like... You know, cut him some slack. He's all right. You know, it just happened.
We help him every day. But like, we help him every day, but I kid you not, when the car drove off in Ajman yesterday, I just turned to Pretty and just went, can you believe it?
I was right around the corner, though.
What an absolute,
I called you up.
10 minutes later.
10 minutes later, we were out of Ajman. We were already on the way.
Oh.
Anyway.
Why didn't you call me up?
I'm not going to call you up and say, drop me home.
What's the point?
Where are you going?
If you ask me to drop you anywhere, I will say yes. And if I can't, I'll say no.
I called Prithi up and she said, it's fine. I'll do it, she said.
Because I was doing it. I was in the process of doing it. Anything you'd like to say to me, Rossi? Because you, for some reason, like to blame me, turn it around on me. So would you like to say anything to me? Because I felt bad. I'll be honest. I felt bad.
Wow. I feel like my mum's telling me off here. What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Say the words.
You never say this. I know it's hard for you.
Sorry that there was a misunderstanding.
Just say it. You don't have to keep going. Just say it. You don't have to explain.
Don't rub it in. Like, I'm sorry.
That's all it takes.